Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Vineyard. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave Vineyard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Arrigo. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Arrigo. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Dave Vineyard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vineyard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Vineyard covering, for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Brown drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Killebrew out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Jim Perry now pitching. Dave Vineyard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vineyard is 0 for 1 in the game. Vineyard hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Minter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens. Minter reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Batty takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Allison pinch hits for Jim Perry. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0 for 2 in the game. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bowens hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Minshew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Vineyard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vineyard is 0 for 2 in the game. Vineyard bunts in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Gorrell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Castro pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Fosnow now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bowens hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a line drive towards short. Verhals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens who is chasing the ball. Oliva reaches third base with a triple. Verhals goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Orioles. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Killebrew moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to third. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Dave Vineyard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vineyard is 0-for-2 in the game. Vineyard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Batty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens. Batty reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Earl Batty. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Gorrell hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Henry pinch hits for Jerry Fosnow. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Orioles. Stu Miller now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.